Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
That's right. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chrissy's Rob, and we are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Hour number three of the Odd Couple. Keep it locked because we got Trolling or Rolling at the bottom of the hour. And then we haven't even mentioned it, Rob. It is a Trash Talking Tuesday. So it's your chance to call in at the end of the show and trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. You got 30 to 40 seconds to do it. Call in about 35 minutes to do your thing. Who'd you trash today, Rob, on Deadspin?
The dunk contest. I officially think it's dead. I don't think it could be revived. I really do. Unless
I'm shocked that you're saying that because we've been here before.
Unless
it may not have been
involved.
This bad, but it's been bad before. And remember, they stopped it a few years. And then people wanted to see it again.
Yeah, and then they had to bring it back. I just want to, if the stars get involved, then maybe, Chris. But if it's
If it's going to be bottom feeders, it's going to be bad. The other thing I do want to give a programming note tomorrow morning on the Dan Patrick Show, Ben Maller and I will fill in for Dan and the Danette. You heard me.
Ben Maller.
That's right. Ben Maller.
Ben Maller.
Well, hey, since we're giving, since we're doing
advertisements, no plug.
First things first, 7:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m., myself, Nick Wright. Jenna
People
Wolf
are asleep. They're
Kevin
not watching
Wiles.
Morning TV.
Hey,
what
Matt, look, I gave you a little time. Give me mine. You know, tune in Fox Sports 1 every morning, Monday through Friday, and it's on nationally, so 4:30 to 6:30 Pacific if you're up that early. But, so Trash Talking Tuesday is later this hour. You'll be able to call in and trash. All right, Rob, Kyrie. Now, the Nets, we know they were involved in this huge blockbuster trade, and they get back Ben Simmons. Nice player when he's engaged. They get back Seth Curry.
And it could fit.
Could fit. Seth Curry and Andre Drummond. They needed some size, a little bulk, a little beef, a little rebounding. So he fits that need. They lost James Harden. Good move for both teams on paper. They had two disgruntled players. And both of them look like they could be fits on paper. Well, Kyrie was on Twitch, Rob, NBA 2K22 Twitch. I don't know. I guess, is he into that? Maybe he's a big video game guy. I don't know. But, you know, his age, he probably is. But here's what he said, Rob, about the Nets. Just watch our squad after the break. And yeah, he said it with his chest. That's why I'm saying it like this. Just watch. Just watch. Just watch. This is great downtime right now before things start getting going again. And I think it's like 20-some-odd games left, but I'm telling y'all, watch. Just watch. Just watch. It's almost like an Allen Iverson practice rant. He says, God willing, if we stay healthy, everything works out. Ain't no stopping us.
We talking about practice. Not a game. Not the game that I go out there and die for and play every game like it's my last. Not the game. We're talking about practice, man.
Practice. Rob, that's one of those quotes. Do you remember where you were when you saw
that? Yes, absolutely. I just thought that was most unbelievable. I was working in Detroit. I remember it very vividly because we played the heck out of it. But also, Alex, if you could find, there's a clip of his mom when he was going through the thing with his wife. You remember AI threw his wife
out.
Yeah, naked and all that. You remember that whole controversy that went on? And the reporter asked his mother something, and she just, there's a famous quote that we used to pull out and use. Get out of my face with that crazy stuff. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't remember that quote.
Alex, you got to find that. It's Allen Iverson's mom talking to a reporter, and she just and the reporter asked something about the wife. Did you ask her?
About the wife.
Get out of my face with that crazy stuff. And the way she says it is classic. But anyway,
right. Yeah. I remember. I don't remember what city I was in, but I was on assignment somewhere, and it was in the afternoon, and I was sitting at like the hotel bar or something, you know.
Really?
I was eating or drinking soda or something.
Right. I didn't say you were getting sauced. Yeah. I didn't say
but
that.
But I was just sitting there and he was on and doing the rant and everybody was, it was just, it was iconic. But anyway.
All right.
Here's
Chris,
the mom.
Hold on real quick. He found the mom thing. Let's.
Yeah.
Girl, get out of my face with that crazy stuff.
That was it. Get out of my face.
I got to be honest, Rob. It didn't live up to the billing.
That just was a little low. It's funny. I thought it was funny.
I knew his mom. Not even know her well, but I dealt with her a little bit. Sweet person. I really liked her. And but anyway, there's that. But here's the deal. So what do you think, Rob? What do you think about Kyrie and his comments?
I mean, I don't know what else is he going to say. This isn't going to work. He knows that he's a part of the problem, like what's going
Does
on.
He? Because he ain't say it that way.
Yeah, I think he knows.
He said just watch. Here's the problem, Rob.
No, right.
He's gonna be just watching.
No, he'll be watching.
He's gonna be just watching with us.
It'll be like, right, that'll be it. It'll be like, just watch. When we're sitting back watching the Nets and the play in Brooklyn, and we're all watching, it's gonna be amazing. I'm telling you, just watch. But I don't know what else he's gonna say. I like Kyrie as a person. Like, I'm just saying, like, I like that he's a little different. I don't have all these issues. I wish that he could just play basketball. That's what I wish. Because he's so talented, Chris. And that's the part that I feel bad for, is that this might be a missed opportunity in his life. In his basketball career. It might be. It might be.
I mean, it is. Okay. Because he's going to retire from basketball before he's 40 years old. And he's going to have a whole great 50 years, you know, something like that left to live. And hopefully it'll be great for him. And he'll have the money and he'll have the time to do every single thing he wants to do.
Right.
But he will not be able to go back and have the 2021-22 season where he gave up half the season.
Let me ask you, do you think, and this is a little off the topic, do you think he was affected at all, or he's past that, of feeling snubbed by the top 75 players? Like, do you think he felt like, I should have been a part of that? I'm not there because I'm different. Do you know at all or not?
I mean, knowing what I know about Kyrie, and I don't claim to know him that well.
No. I'm just
I think he felt, I definitely believe he thinks he should have been one of those top 75 players.
Okay.
But I never heard, and Rob G, hop in if I'm wrong, or maybe you know, Rob. I don't remember hearing him complain about it.
No,
I
don't.
Or say anything. Is there any comment about him, like, feeling snubbed or thinking it wasn't a good list? I don't recall anything like that. So my point is this, Rob. Yeah, inside, of course he wanted to be on it. I mean, Rob, when I played Little League, you played Little League baseball, we all wanted to be on the All-Star team.
Right, everybody, right.
I played, but you wanted to be All-Conference, whatever. Yeah, like, so I don't blame him, and it's not wrong to have wanted to be on that just, top 75 but team. And he's good enough where he had a claim.
Absolutely.
But I don't know that it's something really bothering him. I don't know that it's something to get over.
Because those are the moments you miss in life, you know, like being a part of that. It's almost like, to me, like Dwight Howard became goofy after being a great basketball player for 12 years, right?
Which shouldn't have kept him off the team because Dennis Rodman was goofy too.
No, I agree, but it's the way people look at you. No?
No, right.
I'm with you.
I mean, and Rodman has rings. That's the difference.
Right.
Rodman has so many rings.
So you can't, and he won with the Pistons, and he won with the Bulls, so you can't deny him.
Well, and he was a role player. I mean, you can make a very good argument that he shouldn't have been on there. Because just as a straight-up basketball player, you know, he wasn't the most skilled and all that, but he, for what he did, great, one of the greatest defenders and one of the greatest rebounders ever. So I'm fine with him being on it. But, yeah, like you said, Rob, he won championships. But the point is this.
Yes.
I'm with you in that I get where Kyrie's coming from. Like you said, what are you going
to
say? Of
course,
you
got to exude
confidence. However, I don't want to hear it from Kyrie when you're only going to be able to play 9 of their 23 games remaining. And then where you're not going to be available for the home playoff games, at least at this point. I just don't want to hear it. Because you ain't got nothing to do with it, to be honest. Now, that's an overstatement. Yeah, you got a little something to do with it. But you could be great. You could go out there, average 30, 10, and 10 in the 9 games you play and lead the Nets to a 9-0 record, and y'all still could finish under 500 in the rest of the season.
Exactly.
You could go out there and be phenomenal against Atlanta, against Philadelphia, against Milwaukee in the playoffs. And then you lose the series. So I'm just saying, if he were about to get vaccinated or just got vaccinated, or if New York changed the law, then I would love this quote. I just think, Rob, it's like me or you.
Is it empty?
If I'm gonna be off for the next 2 months, and I'm coming out like, yeah, y'all need to check out the Odd Couple because we get busy. We the best radio you've ever heard, and I'm not gonna be here for the next 2 months.
Right.
What does that sound like?
No.
So that's my issue.
So it's empty to you because of that, right? It's hollow.
Yeah. It's
empty.
It just doesn't make sense to me. If Durant said, I got family members who aren't vaccinated, so I'm not ripping on Kyrie for not being vaccinated.
No, I know. We both said that.
Right.
That's not the.
I'm just saying I don't need all this braggadocia when you're not available. And Rob, when Kyrie's not available, they don't have a second scorer. It's Kevin Durant. Now, I like Seth and I like Patty Mills, but they're not second scorers. And so they have a big void to fill. They had Harden. We knew Harden going to get you 20-something. So it was fine even without Kyrie. But now, so that's my only issue with this.
Yeah, okay. That's fair. I don't think that's
picking
on him or being over the top. It just rings hollow because he's not going to be a part of it. You just said it. He's only playing 9 of the last 23 games. And then if they go on the road and playoff, you just can't win. I'm not saying that they couldn't win a home game without him, but it puts your team at a disadvantage.
Absolutely. All right. Adam Silver says he's not yet ready for life after LeBron in the NBA. We'll get into that next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get 3 wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
The uh-ohs are out there. Scratches, dents, unexpected natural events. But with Mako and their magic, your car is no longer tragic. So when life throws you uh-ohs, just say,
better get Mako.
And go to Mako.com to book your appointment today.
All right, you're tuned into The Odd Couple. I'm Chrissy's Rob. We're live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And as always, we are brought to you by AutoZone. Now, AutoZone has the free services you need to help get you back on the road. One is their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. And I'm telling you, with over 5,600 locations in the nation, AutoZone is always here to help you save time and money with their free services because they're always open. They're always easy to find. They're darn near on every corner. I mean, I see them all the time. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. All right, Rob, Adam Silver, and of course was in Cleveland, as were you and I, for NBA All-Star Weekend. And he talked to our good buddy, Vinny Goodwill, your ex-nephew.
That's right.
And Vinny asked him if he was prepared for life after LeBron as far as the NBA. And he said, you know, laughingly, I'm sure, I want to be absolutely clear. I am not prepared to talk about the post-LeBron era. And I don't think it's because I'm in denial. He won a championship less than a year and a half ago. From my standpoint, LeBron is still playing at the very highest level in the league. At some point, a new player or players will emerge to take that leadership mantle in the league. It seems they always do. I'm just not prepared, even in the slightest, to start thinking about the league without LeBron, because he continues to be as committed as ever to the competition and to the league overall. Good comment, and pretty true. Very true.
There's nothing else he could have said. That all made sense. And you don't want, until LeBron announces he's going to retire, I just wouldn't.
And he's still playing great.
Right.
I could see if he was struggling, averaging 14 points.
Yeah,
you could say, hey, we got to get ready, you know. Yeah, I don't even think that'd be insulting.
Yeah, I just think that it's just, until the guy's done, you don't have to talk about it. Like, everything he said was pinpoint. I think he answered the question and just said, hey, I'm not ready to deal with that or talk about that. And the idea that somebody else or a couple players, Chris, will step up, because we always heard that. We even heard with Michael Jordan and who's going to be the next guy and this and that. And it turned out to be none of the guys we thought it might be. You know what I mean? LeBron came along.
Yeah, I mean, anytime an iconic player retires, is going to feel like there's a loss. And the biggest, of course, was Jordan. But, yeah, we felt it too. I mean, we will feel it with LeBron. because LeBron is and has been the face of the league for nearly two decades. And no matter how, whether you think he's the GOAT or not, and whether you're a huge fan or not, I mean, he is synonymous with the NBA. And so when he's gone, it's definitely going to be a void. Rob, I mean, we know. We got shows that they talk about LeBron ad nauseum.
Right.
And we had a show, you know, some of our show yesterday was a lot of LeBron, but, you know, it was newsworthy. But there are shows that even when it's not something really newsworthy, they'll talk about LeBron because he drives ratings. But who do you feel is kind of that next guy who could be the face of the NBA? I mean, obviously Steph, but Steph is older himself. I mean, he's not as you know, old as LeBron, and he's got more years left than LeBron, at least you would think. But I'm talking about the younger guys when Steph is older and gone and, you know, the guys of his era. Like, who do you see, you know, potential candidates, I guess, for that position? And
you know what?
You know, are you worried? Is there really not somebody in your view?
No, it might be taken over by a couple people, as if, like Silver said, it could be Chris. Obviously, Giannis is there. He has a lot of things you like. He's big. He's strong. He's a specimen. You know what I mean? Like, just like as a basketball player, you look at him and go, man, this guy's impressive. He won a championship. He's won MVPs. He's got a great smile and sense of humor. I know he's foreign born and he's not from the United States and all that. And people look at, no, I think when you win, Chris, that doesn't hinder you nearly as much, I don't think. Like, I think that he could be that guy if he continues to win. Now, if Milwaukee was a blip and they get knocked out in the second round this year and Brooklyn wins the next two championships and it's not Milwaukee, then maybe you'll rethink that, you know? But I think Giannis has a great shot, especially if he wins more.
Yeah, there was a time when I thought, and not that long ago, I mean, I don't know, 5-6 years ago, when I felt that I don't know if a foreign-born player could be the face of the league. And it was because I didn't know, would they have that swagger, that charisma that, you know, a lot of our American athletes have. And to capture the imagination of the American athlete, obviously basketball is a straight-up American game. You know, for all the good ball that's being played overseas, I mean, we created it and we're the best at it. But I've changed my view because Giannis has the personality. Like, he does have the charisma, as you said, the sense of humor.
He does, Chris. And that's
he's
important.
Engaging. Yeah, I mean, right? That's what you need to be face of the league. And I think he could do it. Like you said, he wins. I think Joel Embiid, if he wins, could do it because he's the same way. And I think, Rob, the key is winning. Heck, this guy doesn't have the same charisma of Embiid and Giannis. And I'm talking about Nikola Jokic. But if he were to start winning big time, like championships, they could make him the face, Rob. I mean, really, Larry Bird, was Larry Bird all that charismatic? No.
No, he was not. But he was a hell of a player and winner, though. And he
yes.
People gravitated to Bird and wanted to talk.
The fact that he was white helped. Right?
There's no doubt about it. Anybody who tells you that didn't help is lying to you. I've covered the NBA during that time, Chris, and that had a big part to do with it. That's why Isaiah and Rodman got into the whole story about Bird. Because I used to watch the games on CBS and Tommy Heinsohn and Dick Stockton. And Chris, he would make a bounce pass and they would fall out of their seats.
Right.
You know, like,
and look, he was awesome.
No, I'm not.
I mean, Bird. 100, was
but you know awesome. What I'm talking about. Yeah. It was like he invented basketball. It was right. It was like to that extreme.
Well, he won three straight MVPs, you know, 84, 85, 86, I believe were the years. But I just mean in general, it helped that in a majority white country, overwhelmingly white country, and a sport that had been taken over by African Americans, that you had this great white player that could compete with African Americans. And Rob, if that was a movie and Bird, the white guy from French Lick, Indiana, went to Boston, a town, you know,
Chris,
that,
you
that
couldn't
hasn't
have
had the best
you couldn't have written a
history.
Better script.
Right.
No
and then Magic, the gregarious, charismatic, you
showman.
Know, fancy player. Yeah,
right.
He goes to Los Angeles. I mean, Rob, you would have been like, yeah, right. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no,
really?
It was perfect. And I wonder what it would have been like if it was reversed. Do you know what I mean?
Wow.
Like, think about
I
that.
I never thought about that.
Chris, what? I'm not saying that those guys wouldn't have flourished.
Oh, they would have flourished.
Right, because they're great
and
players.
Kareem?
No, they
would have been.
Right.
It would have been
but
ridiculous.
But I'm just saying,
too.
like it was perfect. Like
it was perfect.
Like perfect.
And Magic was just a straight-up winner. And every time I see him and talk basketball with him, and it even, you know, we like you know, we watched the All-Star game or Saturday night stuff together, and we were talking, and even then it was like, and he wasn't saying this because he knew, oh, Chris might say this on the air, make me look good, whatever. He don't need all that. But he was just like, man, I can't even remember how we got into it, but he was like, man, I just cared about winning. I was just like, let me feed Kareem in the post. Let me feed, he going to lead us to the promised land. You know, like, and I've had numerous conversations with Magic where he just was, yeah, where he just, he was about winning. And Bird was too. Like, that's all they cared about. Rob, Bird never led the league in scoring. He could have, right? He could have.
Right.
Magic could have been up there in scoring. And certainly his numbers are great, but he could have put up even better numbers. But those guys were about winning. And but so I say all that, Rob, to say that if Jokic, as great, he's a great player. If he was winning big, like winning a, you know, two championships in 3 years or something, he could be the face of the league. They could make him. You could make commercials with him. He might not say much. Maybe would. I don't know. But you could do it. And so it really is about winning. That's what being the face of the league is about. And I think whoever does it, they'll be able to make him the face of the league. All right.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Just all right, Trolling or Rolling is now.
They see me trolling.
Tom Brady! He's done.
Aaron Rodgers did not have a Pro Bowl season.
Trying to kiss me right in there.
It's Trolling or Rolling.
That's right. It is Trolling or Rolling here on the Odd Couple. I am not Martin Weiss. Martin Weiss is busy vacationing his ass off in Mexico getting a suit.
Hey, we
tan.
Pay him too much. He's in Mexico getting brown.
Right. We working hard, and he up there in Mexico
it's
chilling.
Ridiculous. Well, we don't got time to run through how the game works because we're up against it. So let's just get right to it, guys. I got three stories that we'll get into it right now. Phil Mickelson. We were going to talk about this last week. We didn't have time, though. He was quoted in an upcoming unauthorized biography as saying that while the Saudis are, quote, scary, he was going to look past their controversial history of human rights violations in order to gain leverage with the PGA Tour and join their tour that they're sponsoring. Since then, Phil has lost his one of his biggest sponsors of all time, and he had to put out a statement saying that his comments were, quote, reckless, and if I offended people, I'm deeply sorry for my choice of words. Chris, trolling or rolling that Phil is really feeling remorseful about his plan to leave the PGA Tour and join that Saudi breakaway league?
Oh, I'm trolling it.
Oh, man. Hey.
Look,
hey,
he's sorry that people have responded the way they have. He's sorry that he's been called on the carpet, lost the sponsorship and all of that, and his persona non grata in many of the places he likes to be. That's it. And I don't blame him. That's what people do. What we saw Juwan, Rob, one day he's sticking his chest out.
Right.
Yeah, I did it, you know. And then the next day he's apologizing. And that's what people do when they get caught out there. And so, you know, I'm not dissing him, but he's not truly remorseful. He just understands, you know what, this isn't a good look. Let me make things right.
Chris, I couldn't have said it any better. I'm going to just follow your lead there.
Oh, man. Hey,
trolling
hey,
it.
Hey.
Spot on. That's what guys do. They open their mouths first, and then you know, whatever they need to do to clean up the mess, they do. Right. And that's what he did.
It also didn't help that the other big names who he thought might join him all declared over the weekend that they were going to stay with the PGA Tour.
Yeah, so. Okay.
Somebody got to them. Yeah. And so, just like somebody got to him. They got to him too late.
This ain't going
to
work.
They got to them early enough.
All right, here we go. Story number two. Mitchell, don't call me Mitch Trubisky, was a longtime starting quarterback for the Bears up until 2 years ago when he had to leave and was the backup to Josh Allen in Buffalo. He's in free agency this offseason, and now he says he's back and ready to be a starting quarterback again. Chris, trolling or rolling that Mitchell Trubisky is still a viable starter in the NFL?
I'm rolling.
They see me rolling.
And here's why. Sam Darnold was starting. Cam Newton was starting. Daniel Jones was starting. I mean, is he going to be a good starter? I wouldn't go that far. But could he start on one of the 32 teams at some point? Sure. I don't know that he's a guy that's going to start the next 4 years. But as you get to the bottom of the league, there are guys that are about as good as him or even worse that are starting. So, yeah, I'm rolling with it.
I'm trolling it.
Oh, man. Hey.
That's not to say he won't be on a team, Chris, or a backup or whatever, and if somebody would have to get hurt for him to play. I just can't see a coach hitching their wagon to Mitchell Trubisky.
Thank you for calling him Mitchell, Rob.
Who's the Steelers starting quarterback right now?
Mason Rudolph.
Okay. That's all.
All right. Here we go. Last one. Trolling and rolling here on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. Kanye West has been all over the news the last, couple of weeks now? And most recently, because according to his buddy Antonio Brown, Kanye is interested in making a bid to become the next owner of the Denver Broncos. In fact, our buddy, friend of the show, FS1 Shannon Sharp, says that he would be, quote, all for Kanye buying the Broncos, specifically because the NFL needs some minority owners in that position. Rob Parker. Trolling or rolling the idea that Kanye buying the Broncos would be good for the NFL?
I love the idea of a minority owner, but I'm trolling it.
Wow. Oh, man. Hey.
So you don't like black owners and black quarterbacks?
Racist.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect timing. Can I get Byron Allen? There are other black people with money. That's all I'm saying.
Oh.
It's just like when Mark Cuban, Chris, tried to buy a Major League Baseball team. They're like, we know you're acting the NBA. We're good. He had the money. Couldn't get a team.
I feel you. I feel you, Rob, but I'm rolling.
They see me rolling.
Because who's the owner of the Knicks? James Dolan.
James Dolan.
All right, we got some. Who's the owner of the Phoenix Suns? Robert Sarver. We got some owners out there that ain't up to snuff. And look, Kanye wouldn't. I'm with you, Rob. He wouldn't be my first choice. He wouldn't be my 21st choice. All right?
Right. I got
it. But there are some owners that are crazy, eccentric, all that. I would have concerns. You know, is he going to just hire some football people and let them run it? But we do need minority ownership. And again, if every owner in the league was like above board and, you know, just totally, you know, I don't even want, because Kanye's not an immoral guy. I don't want to say anything like that. But, you know, he's just eccentric and you question how's he going to behave. But you feel that way about some of these other owners, you know? And so that's
my problem.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say he'll have that veil on. He won't be able to see his team when the game is going on.
Well, look, Rob, let's keep it real.
Sorry about that.
Look at Jerry Jones. Yeah. Jerry Jones is doing too much. You know what I'm saying? As an owner, we all know it. He's doing too much. So I'm not going to hold back on a brother that will probably be doing too much because there's these white dudes out there doing the same thing. So I'm rolling with it.
And that's trolling and rolling.
All right, Martin,
Rob G.
You know what's next. Trash Talking Tuesday. Your turn to trash anyone, anything in the world of sports. You got 30 to 40 seconds to do so. 877-99 on Fox.
It's your time to shine next, Odd Couple.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And it is time, folks, for Trash Talking Tuesday.
Don't you ever talk about me!
It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
It's your teeth, Reggie. I don't know whether to smile at you or kick a field goal, man.
All right. Chris, let's get it kicked off. Let's start with Nick in New York. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing?
Hey, guys, 30 seconds. I love your show. Favorite show. Zion Williams, I think that with him, he's never been on a losing team. He's never been a loser. So putting him on this team, he's got no way or anything to do but escape. My next 10 seconds, I will say the only sport that they ask people to shake hands without your own team is college basketball. Very hard. Juwan Howard should have acted like an adult. He's always been a winner. I don't think he can be a professional loser. Feel bad for him, but five suspensions. Okay, I'm with it. Thank you.
All right, Nick, okay. Good job. Appreciate it. Tim in Ontario, California. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing?
Odd Couple, I have to get this off my chest. Listen, I am trashing LeBron James.
Wow.
He's trying to make headlines to distract from this disastrous season that has no hope in sight. Like, it's so annoying.
All right.
That's it? Okay, short and to the point.
Short and sweet.
My goodness.
Nothing wrong with that. That's what I've been telling her. Nathan in South Carolina, you're on the Icon Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Nathan?
Hey, I'm trashing the media right now, hating on my boy Eminem for kneeling down at the halftime.
That's it?
I felt like the Super Bowl halftime show was amazing. 50 Cent was a great guest. I mean, but Eminem got ripped off. I mean, that long intro, and he did that one song. I mean, he should at least had two songs. Come on. I'm hating on the halftime Super Bowl.
All right. There we go.
All right.
Sergio in El Paso, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Sergio? Who you trashing?
What's up, Chris Rob? Alex Rob. You guys are amazing, man, and I just wanted to make a comment. I'm grateful to catch you guys live when I can and I'm not at work because I feel like you guys are really funny even in the breaks when you talk to Ralph Irving and stuff. It kind of sucks that it's not part of the podcast. But
I'm trashing
Jerry Jones, man. I'm trashing Jerry Jones. For all of my Cowboy, friends, a lot of my best friends are Cowboy fans, and they're tired of it, man. They're tired of it. I'm pretty tired of it just as a football fan. Jerry, just stop being Jerry like 50% less. Just tone it down. Give up your general manager position. Stop making yourself available to the media. I hear more of your interviews than Dax and Zeke. I genuinely, I don't even remember the last Dak and Zeke interview I saw or press conference. I remember yours, Jerry, so stop it, man. Just stop it.
There you go, Sergio. Good job.
Yeah, good job, Sergio.
What about Big Nasty in Louisiana? Ooh. Chris, maybe one of your relatives. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing?
Hey, man, I feel like if anybody, whatever color, whatever race they is, should own NFL team, if they have the money or if they have the resources, let them do them.
Chris, maybe one of your
brothers. So it sounds like Big Nasty is trashing Rob Parker.
Yeah, he's trashing me because I don't want Kanye to get a team. I didn't say black people couldn't own a team. My God. Chris. It's a club. You got to be voted in. You could have a gazillion dollars and not get in, right?
Right, right. So, Chris, Rob, you trash
Chris, let me
somebody.
Say this.
Go ahead.
Let me say this. In New York, you know there are things called co-op apartments, right, Chris?
There's right.
A co-op board.
Right.
And you could have the money. Jerry Seinfeld is rich as all get out.
Get out.
You know he's been turned down by co-op boards, Chris?
Why?
They don't want them in the building.
Why?
They don't want the cameras and people following them. And you know what I mean? So
right. It
doesn't mean just having the money is enough. It's the lifestyle that people want to live. And in this case, ownership. I think Mark Cuban tried to buy the Cubs, and they wouldn't take them. You know what I mean?
Rob, tell us who you trashed on Deadspin.
Yep, I did the dunk contest. I just think it's dead, Chris. And I really don't believe, unless the big stars start to get back involved, I think it's dead. And they might need to take a hiatus for a couple years like they did before.
Nah, I don't want to see that, but it was terrible. Absolutely horrific. Stop letting these dudes miss as many dunks as they want. You know,
and then say, Chris, he still has three left. That didn't
right.
count. What
if
is
you,
that?
I don't care if you don't try. If you go up in the air, that's a miss.
That's an attempt.
It's two dunks you get, period. Two misses, and that's a lot. But I'm going to trash Ben Simmons.
What do you do?
Rob, they're saying, we heard Ramona Shelburne say on NBA Today yesterday, he's weeks away. Weeks away?
He should have been working out the whole time.
Right. Weeks away. What?
The season
Do
is
you
only
want
seven
to play basketball
left.
Or not? I mean, seriously. This is ridiculous. Weeks away? You've been out the whole season. And, Rob, training camp is 3 weeks.
Right.
They play 1 week training camp before they start playing preseason games. So don't tell me you need all this ramp up time to get in shape. Stop it. You should be out there playing Thursday if or whenever the Sixers play their next game if you really want to ball. Or the Nets, I'm sorry. All right, peace. It's the Odd Couple. Fire's next.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun this season. Kings Island opens its gates April 20th.